Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. There are two more groups of animals that are trapped between two worlds that I'd like to meander a bit about. I didn't mention them when I made the first podcast because there's only so much meandering I can do at one time. The first group are the so-called street animals. These are the animals that, we see on the street. But we also see them in villages, we see them on beaches, we see them roaming in the woods, we see them in the fields. The thing about these animals that distinguishes them from what most people refer to as ferals, they'll beg food, they'll come up, they'll sit beside people, lie at their feet. And in general, it would be very, very easy to convince yourself that this was a stray. This was somebody's beloved pet who somehow wound up running loose on the street, in the field, on the beach, hanging out at the dump, going through dumpsters behind the restaurant. And that all we would have to do is rescue this animal, and this animal would be a fine pet. Well, it's possible that some of the animals who find themselves in the street population are in fact strays, somebody's pet who got lost, and if you rescued that animal would just fit right into the companion animal environment. However, a lot of these are not strays. They come from generations of animals who had lived on the street. Probably the only thing that distinguishes them from feral dogs or feral cats is the fact that they're willing to get close to and interact in a positive way with humans. While some might think that this is extraordinary, if you just think about it, it makes sense. I mean, cooperation is a recurrent theme when animals of different species share the same ecological niche. It's not extraordinary behavior. For an animal who depends on humans for their garbage, for their waste, it takes less energy to benignly ignore or get along with those people than it does to be antagonistic toward them. Because if you're antagonistic toward people when you're rummaging through their garbage or when you're sitting beside them in the park, they're going to try to get rid of you. They're going to try to hurt you. But be that as it may, a lot of the people who see these dogs, see these cats, can only draw on the fantasy that all of them are beloved, lost pets, and if we save them, they will just be fine. And so that's what happens. They get saved from the streets and the beaches and the fields, and sometimes shipped miles and miles from their home, thousands of miles from their home, even here from a different country. And naturally, some of them have a very difficult time adapting to what compared to what they were used to, compared to what they evolved to survive in, is an extremely rigid, sterile environment. As a result of this, they're trapped. They're trapped between the world that they evolved to survive in and the world that well-meaning but naive humans impose on them. The last group of animals who are trapped between two different worlds are those animals who are owned by people seeking fantasy fulfillment of one sort or another. Granted, in the case of many animals who get trapped between two worlds, we're talking about a trap created by human fantasy fulfillment. But in this last group, the canine, feline, stage dads, and stage moms get the dog to perform a specific function. That's why they have the dog. That is the purpose for the dog, or that is the purpose for the cat. To win in the show ring, to win in agility, or just to experience agility with, or to run loose, go hiking with, off lead, to be an obedience champion, or to love to romp with the other dogs in the dog park. This is the function. This is why these people get these animals. And when the animal makes it clear that fulfilling this function is stressful for them, if they're lucky, their owners are enough attuned to the animal and the animal's own need that they realize this. And they say, it's okay. You know, you might not be the most perfect poodle or golden retriever, but you are one hell of a dog and I don't care. But there are others. That blue ribbon is the only reason they have the dog or the cat. If the owner sees them as a source of fantasy fulfillment and that involves imposing a function on the animal that the animal cannot fulfill, the animal's in a no-win situation. They're not loved or respected for what they are. They're loved and respected only in terms of their ability to fulfill that fantasy. And if they can't fulfill the fantasy, and if the owner doesn't have the courage to recognize this and either accept this and the animal as he or she is, or give the animal up to someone with whom the animal can have a fulfilling relationship, then these animals are trapped. They're trapped between the world of what they are and what the owner expects them to be. I'm sure if I think about it, and most certainly if you think about it, you'll come up with other examples of animals that are trapped between two worlds. Unfortunately, we humans seem to do it a lot. And probably the reason we do it is because we can. And the reason we can is because so often we know so very, very little about normal canine and feline behavior. We have all kinds of knowledge about how to train them and how to get them to do what we want them to do. But when it comes to who they actually are, what they really are, what they do, and how they perceive reality, why, they might as well be aliens.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.